Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you on this getaway Friday morning, Friday, November the 10th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour. On this November the 10th, my goodness, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft on this Friday morning. We thank Pastor Whitaker and everybody who called in. Now remember, Pastor Whitaker's show is a call-in, so anytime you want to call, feel free to do that. And phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. Pastor Craig is up next this morning after this program, and then we have the Exchange Club where we're going to tell you where we are for the first time. 12:15 today, and then 1 p.m. we got Study His Word with Pastor Craig, and then we wrap it all up tonight, 8 to 10. Carrington will be back after a three-week absence. Sean will be back tonight. Sean's here today. Matt will be here. I'll be here, and that's how this day will work out. Now, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have an opinion on anything. Also, how do we sound? That's what we want to know, and here comes a caller. I'll tell you, it's a busy morning this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I was just wondering, have you heard anything about, I guess there are apartments over on Fairground Street?
Now, what about them?
Well, that they're, I just hadn't heard anybody talk about them, and, you know, that's part of our little town talk here, what's the buzz in Marion, what's going on. Someone said they're going to be called Harding Village. It looks pretty, it's not like just a one and done. I mean, there's several, like, little... Looks like it's going to be a pretty good-sized complex for nobody to be talking about it.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't heard anything about it. I don't live in that neck of the woods. Sean, you live over there. You heard anything about these apartments?
No, but they have the roads shut down a couple of times. I'm not sure who's building them. I don't know. I'll have to try to find out, get some more information on them.
Well, word out on the street is it's going to be, like, low income or whatever. And I think that's great because there seems to be almost a housing shortage.
Could be. Well, that'd be good if they're low income for people.
Now, Scott, you'll be happy to know that they still haven't demolished. I see the car wash.
That's a landmark in Marion. We can't demolish
that.
All
right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have any information on the housing development over on Fairground, we'd love to hear it, 740-383-9944, or anything else you'd like to say this morning. And again, how do we sound first morning here in the new studio, broadcasting from... different confines, as they say. Okay, Matt, well, we did marijuana in hour number one this morning. We can do abortion here, but we're going to do... This is a little more tentative conversation, because to be honest with you, you know, it is what it is. It passed. People are going to say what they're going to say. What's your opinion?
I think that... So I did read the entirety of the proposed bill... for issue one, and there is no mention of parental rights at all, and there is a viability like clause thing that can be added to where if a medical doctor determines that the fetus is liable to live outside of the uterus, then they can't have the abortion. So there are regulations, and there is no mention of parent rights.
And anybody can read that. I'm sure it's available. I'm sure if you go down and talk to your state legislature, he'll get it for you. What do you think, Sean?
You know, abortion is really a fine line with people, and I think it's just. I mean, I think it's just ridiculous. To be honest with you.
What it's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, killing a baby and stuff like that. It depends on how far along the baby is, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know who determines that, I guess. I guess the doctor and the female, I guess, but.
I mean, the bill just said medical professional, so, like, medical it also says that it's, like, changing time frames because it's not the same for everybody because, like I said, it goes off of the survivability of the infant.
Okay.
You know, it reminds me years ago of Nancy Reagan. You know, Nancy Reagan was a Republican first lady, wife of President Ronald Reagan, and she certainly was not somebody who would have been for stem cell research. Well, then her husband got Alzheimer's disease and took him away from her. Well, then she became one of the biggest supporters for stem cell research because that might have been something that could have helped him if he had been in that situation. And I know a lot of people who probably, I'm sure, were anti-abortion. And then one of their kids or maybe a family member got one or was put in the position to have one. And now maybe they're not so anti-abortion. So I think it's very situational. And I think it's very hard for a man to comment on this. I know people don't agree with that. But a man would never actually have to have the abortion. So I think a man's perspective is a little different on this thing. And I think that's also one of the reasons that it's based the way it is. Because I don't know, and if somebody can think of one, is there any law, because this would have been a law, you can't do this. Is there any law on the book that just favors a gender that one other gender cannot commit? Because as a man, you could never commit the law of having an abortion. You couldn't. Is there any law like that?
No. I can't think of anything. And I don't know. I mean, there is a lot of different laws that are being effect now because of transgenders and stuff, but...
But is there any law that you could commit that somebody couldn't? I mean, not just man and woman. Old, young. I think that's one of the issues with the abortion.
I mean, right. In terms of, like, violent crime, if you attack an old person, you get more time than attacking a young person.
Right, but you could attack an old person. Sean could attack an old person. Carrington could attack an old person.
But if I was assaulted by an old person, they wouldn't get the extra time.
Well, but that's all
time, but they wouldn't get extra time.
But they could still assault you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying something that you could absolutely not do. A man can absolutely not have an abortion.
Wouldn't be able to happen, period.
Period. Would never be able to be charged with that crime.
No.
Because that's immunity.
Yeah. But again, you
know... Now, what about this? Now, think about this. Now, I'll go the other way. How about this? If you want a tango, man and the woman, takes two. Okay, how about this? If the woman has the abortion, the man who did it to her has to go to jail, too. Now, I think that would change people's opinion on abortion.
Good.
Let's cart the sperm donor off to prison as well.
Well,
I never thought in a million years I'd ever say sperm on the air, but there you go.
Well, this is what I get at. Okay, now you know when people have a relationship and they want to have a baby together. And
now, would you be for that though? Would you? I'm interested in that because I this is an interesting conversation.
I will be for that.
We go handcuff the man too,
yeah,
and drag him right off to, because we got DNA now. We could figure out who it is.
Go to jail.
Okay, Matt.
I don't think we should be taking people to jail.
Well, I understand you're pro life, pro choice. Excuse me, pro choice. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. See, I don't like those terms because
pro-choice and pro-life.
Because it doesn't. Every time I say anything, who is anti-life? You know, that doesn't. I wish they would call that something else. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And who is anti-choice? Everybody is a choice in something. But okay. Anyway, what I'm saying is should the man go too? Forget about how you feel about it.
In the terms of if it was illegal, then yes, because
take him too.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
It's not a one-sided party there.
I think we wouldn't have had 57-43 if that were the case. I think men would have been saying, maybe this should be legal because they don't want their rear ends in a sling.
True, you know. But no, what I was getting at earlier, I think what happens when you're in a relationship and the guy wants a baby and the girl wants a baby and the girl changes their mind and it already happened and she wants an abortion and the guy still wants the baby, and more likely, if the abortion is, you know, as of right now, it's illegal. She can have it if she wants to have the abortion. Now, that's what I have a problem with. If the guy still wants to have the baby, well, it's going to be up to her now.
Was he going to raise it?
Well, I'm sure they would.
Is he going to pay her salary while she's off because of having to carry this baby?
Well, who knows what's
that happens. As long as that happens, I think people would be okay with it.
But I don't think that happens in abortions. Because
you can't force a man to pay her wages while she's off. You can't force a man to take the baby.
Isn't there, like, maternity leave for that kind of thing?
Some jobs. What if you don't have a job?
Well, if you don't have a job, then there is no salary to pay, so I could pay your salary.
Yeah, but how many people are going to hire a pregnant woman? Because you're going to need money.
Kroger.
No, I will tell you that, I am in the school system, and I see, you pregnant?
No, we hired.
What have you been doing at night?
We hired a pregnant woman who was, like, almost about to have her. She was there for, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and then they put her on maternity leave.
Okay, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying so, I know kids who I have been their teacher who got pregnant in high school, and it's hard for them to get a job and finish high school because we're always preaching to them, you can't drop out of high school. Okay, well, you're there 8 hours a day. Now you're pregnant and got to work all night long. What's that like?
But no, do you get what I'm saying, though? Is it fair for the man, though? It's not fair for the man, but the abortion is like that.
I don't know, because is the man willing to adopt the child right out of the womb? Can he sign the abortion or the adoption papers that I'm going to take full responsibility?
Oh, okay. How about this? So you know how we were just talking about how if it was illegal, they should take both parties to jail, man and woman.
Both of them.
So what about, since it's a woman's choice, no man, no go to jail? Because I don't have a say in it anyways. But if I had a say as well, we both go to jail because then I also agreed to it.
Well, I think that's what you'd have to do.
Yeah, but
if you want the man to be a part of this,
but in Sean's argument, like, the woman wants an abortion, man doesn't want an abortion, the abortion's going to happen anyways because the woman's going to get it.
So you're saying what?
So
I'm confused with what the question is.
I think it makes more sense in terms of, I mean, I guess.
So what you're asking me is because the man didn't want the girl to have an abortion, he shouldn't have to go to prison because she had an abortion?
Yeah, that's like one of your friends told you he was going to, like, rob a bank or something, and then you were like, I'm not going to do that. But then because your friend robbed a bank, you also went away.
See, but you're asking the question at the wrong time. Should I have said sex with that girl?
Well,
you know what? No key, no admission.
But we didn't know until afterwards.
Well, apparently you shouldn't have sex with that girl. There's things called birth control. There are things called condoms. There are things.
But I'm saying, though, sometimes you agree at the time, and then sometimes they change their mind.
Well, that's what, as Matt's saying, you know, sometimes you think robbing a liquor store would be good at the time, but after you do it, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
See, that's what's wrong with the world today.
Just be a monk, and you don't have to worry about these things.
Well,
once you have sex with the girl, there is a possibility she could be pregnant. We all know this. This goes back to Adam and Eve. So once you do it, there is a chance.
If she eats the apple.
There you go. So you don't think it should be based on, how well do you know this girl?
Well,
that all of a sudden is going to abort the baby and you're going to, listen, you don't matter to me anymore. It's probably because it was a one-night stand. You shouldn't have done that.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, again, you know, it goes back to, we're going to use the rape, for example, right? You know, a lot of people will say, I've been raped. Now, how do you, I mean, yeah, you could prove that sometimes you could be raped because of DNA and all this stuff. They have the rape kit and all this. But they might just do that because they're mad at you. That's not fair to the man or the woman, you know, because a man can get raped too. You know.
Yeah, but you have to prove rape. You can say that it was rape, but you probably need to go get checked out.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just a fine line for the whole situation, I think. I just think it's a fine line for the whole.
I don't know. I mean, all I'm saying is that if the abortion is going to happen, are you willing to cart the man off to prison too? That way it's a fair-based law.
I don't know. It depends on if the husband wants to keep the baby or not, or if she doesn't want.
Well, again, once you have the sex, you know there could be the baby.
But if he wants to keep it, she doesn't want to keep it.
Okay. Well,
or the opposite.
You know who carries the baby. Find people who want babies, I guess.
But maybe at the time she does want it and she changes her mind.
Well, at the time, you should probably have that conversation.
But, you know.
You should stop your hormones for a second and have a conversation about this.
But people don't do
that. Hey, by the way. People don't do that. Well, people end up in jail.
You know that.
Well, that's true. That's why we have the issue we have now.
Exactly.
So, but then how can we go to the woman and penalize her and say all men are immune from this?
Well, we penalize both sides.
But how do we?
People don't think before they speak.
But how do we penalize both sides? How do we penalize both sides?
That's a good question.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there's your conundrum.
Yep. Absolutely.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on this, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. But I just think that's one of the main... And again, I'm not saying I'm for or against abortion. All I'm saying is I'm never... As a man, I'll never have to have... Nobody will ever say I had an abortion. Because I can't. I mean, you can't.
I don't know. I saw a man had a baby.
I had him on the show.
Yeah.
I had him on the show. But it was implanted in him, and so there you go.
There you go.
I bet that hurt. That couldn't have been very comfortable.
How did this baby get implanted?
Oh, he told the whole story. That was a morning. So if you read your breakfast that morning, listening to the show...
So was it like a reverse C-section?
He had some parts changed on his body that would make him more of a female, and then that allowed the baby to be implanted once the... It was a whole thing.
I see.
He was like a half-transgender kind of deal.
But...
Yeah.
But he preferred to be the man.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of female
parts. What does it say on the whole, though, that issue 2 passed in Ohio, 57%, and in Marion County only failed by 1%, old conservative Marion County?
Issue 1.
I did say in the beginning.
I was confused there for a minute.
I was like, no, I think you got it backwards. But,
we did issue 2 in hour 1.
I thought it was going to... I figured it was going to pass in the state. I didn't think it was going to pass by such a majority, though. I'm not surprised that it didn't pass in Marion. Didn't surprise me. I'm actually surprised it was as close as it was in Marion. And as far as the medical... recreational marijuana. I'm not surprised it passed in either. But it's a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the Democrats, Republicans, and they both voted on both parties voted on both of the issues. But I think more Democrats came out this time and voted for the issues, for sure.
I don't think, though, that you can get up to 57% in Ohio and not have Republicans voting for it.
You don't think so?
No. No, because then you're saying basically that the state is basically Democrat, and I don't know that it is.
You don't think the state of Ohio is more Democrat?
No. Well, no, I'm saying you can't say it because it has to be citizens who are voting. So are you just saying that when we voted for Trump, when we voted twice, when we voted for McCain, when we voted for Mitt Romney, that we were what? Democrats stayed home? Is that what the idea is?
I don't know. That's a good question because, you know, we would consider it a swing state, but here lately we have not been a swing state.
But I think we have, though. We voted for Obama twice, and then we voted for Trump twice. I mean, why aren't we swinging?
Know. That's a good question. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
No, what was odd to me about that vote, like I said, was that 57%. It, you know, if it passes with 51, 52, well, then you can say, okay, that's swing. But when you're passing with almost 60% of the vote, nearly 4 million people came out to vote, well, I certainly don't think that... And in Marion County, 50% of the people came out to vote, and it only failed in Marion County by 1%. You can't tell me that no Republicans voted yes on that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they didn't vote yes.
First of all, just look at this. Look at the mayoral race. Bill Collins won with over 60%, the Republican. Glenn Coble was in the 30%. Abortion... 50-49. Some Republicans voted yes on abortion.
Well, yeah, they did.
But why? I mean, because the thought is that Republicans are anti-abortion.
I think that in terms of like the national level and state level, I think they try to maintain party lines more. So like, I guess candidates try to maintain party lines more. So I don't think that candidates and state and national level a lot of the times hold their own values. I think they hold party values. So I think if they personally were for abortion or recreational marijuana, I think that they would probably say that they were against it in terms of trying to gain the support.
And also, I think a lot of people were confused from yes or no. Because when I all those ads that I was reading on television, they confused me. Like, do you either put yes or do you put no on there?
See, I thought about that, but I don't know how people could be confused. Because, okay, it's the people, if you knew nothing else, you knew it was the abortion thing. Are you for it or are you against it? How do you get that backwards?
I don't know. Some of the ads was confusing.
I mean, are you for being against abortion? Is that I don't even know how people would read that incorrectly.
I don't know. But, you know, some of the ads was confusing. You're on television. It tells you if you know, some of the ads that says yes, told you the story about the yes, vote yes, the abortion, told you why, you know, vote no, you know. But some of the ads was confusing, if you ask me.
Well, most of the ads I saw were, you knew if they were for or against abortion.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Some of them were confusing. I ain't saying all of them were. But.
Well, what about locally?
I'm just saying that could have been help. That could have been a lot of it.
I don't think to that degree, though. 57%? Yeah. I don't think to that degree. People were confused.
Yeah.
You think? Maybe not.
I don't think so, no. I didn't have any confusion. But also, to be fair, the only ad I think I saw was DeWine and his wife. And that was it.
Well, that's another big question that people had. Where were all the Republicans? I mean, mostly Ohio's made up of Republican office holders. Where were they outside of Governor DeWine saying, don't pass this?
This is DeWine's last term as governor, so I think that he's either going to stop politics after this or it just doesn't matter to him, I guess. But I think largely a lot of the Republicans probably recognize that there are Republicans who are in favor of abortion, so they didn't want to go out in opposition of abortion because it would give them less chance to claim that voter.
Well, and if that's how you make your decision on if you're going to support or not support something...
But they didn't do either. They just didn't say anything.
Well, but see, now isn't that the coward's way?
Yeah, yeah.
If you support or don't support, why don't you say that?
Because I think if you were a Republican who came out in support for it, you would be shut down in the party.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that your constituency would support you? Hello? I mean, it's the voters who put you in. It's not your party who put you in.
Yeah, but if the party doesn't want to give you any funding or support, then that's that.
So it all does come down to money in the end.
In terms of trying to fundraise for a national or state level, then yeah. I mean, even on, like, the local level, it costs, like, I don't know, $5,000 to advertise.
But don't you assume, on the whole, I mean, don't people assume that Republicans are probably pro-life?
I think so.
So what's the difference between assuming it and saying it?
I think that if they came out and directly said it, then there's no, there is no doubt. But if they didn't say anything, it's kind of like... the people who are in opposition of abortion would assume that they were in opposition of it, so they would still have the support from that person. But if they came out in favor of it, the person who thought that they were not in support of it no longer gets the support.
Wouldn't this be a chance, though, to stick it to somebody if you were a Democrat? If you know that 57% of Ohio supports abortion, next time you ran against a Republican, wouldn't you force them to state their stance?
I mean,
he won't tell you, so you know he's against abortion. I mean, wouldn't that be what you would do?
I wouldn't necessarily go out and say it. I think it's better to let people come to their own conclusions, because then it's a more powerful realization.
But do you think they ever will? Because you're saying they're not. That staying silent is golden.
I mean, in terms of, like, things like debating, a lot of the time staying silent is golden, because, like, the longer you're quiet and the more the other person talks, the less and less ammunition they have, and more you know. So therefore, it's easier to rebuttal everything. So if they don't say anything, then they don't really have to worry about the issue.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, wouldn't the opponent be smart then to make it a big issue?
I mean, I guess, but then if they made it a big issue, they're going to get... I think it'll be the same thing on the opposite side. So we were talking about Republicans. So in this case, a Democrat. I think there are Democrats who are against abortion. So I think if a...
Oh, so certainly there are.
So I think if a Democrat were to come out and make a whole big thing about... being for abortion and then made this Republican say that he was against it, then...
Yeah, but you know what? I've been listen, I started talking about abortion because it was a big issue back in May when the whole issue... was it issue 2 in August came the thing? And when I said I was going to say that I knew people who had abortion, why can't I say their name? People did not want me to say their name. That's not my business. That's not my place to do that. That's like a scarlet letter on your... I didn't quite understand that, because if you've done it, you know, again, what... You can't undo it. And if I know about it, then obviously people know about it. It's not like you've kept it a secret.
I think if you thought that having an abortion was such a detriment to your image, I just don't think you should have had an abortion.
There you go. Or, like Pastor Whitaker said, you can be forgiven for things. If it was a long time ago, if somebody knew you had one, why can't you just say, well, you know, on second thought, I probably wouldn't have done that.
I think people would rather just try to forget and move on.
Well, you know what? People say stuff. We talked about this on the television program the other night. Sometimes people say stuff that you don't want them to say about you, that maybe you would rather keep to yourself, but they do it anyway. What are you supposed to do?
I mean, I'm not sure.
By the way, don't they have the chance to say it first? Like, let's say I come on and I say, you know, I'm going to say that somebody had an abortion. Well, let's say that person who had it thinks I'm talking about them. Now, don't they have a chance right then to beat me to the punch and say, you know, I did, and this is why I did it. There, you had the shot.
I mean, I think even before you had mentioned it, like, before you even brought it up, I think they had the chance. I mean, they knew before anyone else.
Exactly. So why is it on my head if I say it? You know, coincidentally, again, I can never have an abortion, but I don't have any kids.
Well, I think a lot of times they want it to come to the actual person that had it, I guess. Instead of coming from the other person.
Right, but that's what we're talking about when it comes to an election. What about all these people who stood silent on making their opinion known about issue 1 or issue 2 because they felt it was going to work against them voter-wise? Well, what's that all about?
I don't know. A lot of people just want to be silent.
Well, I don't think they want to be silent. I think they're afraid that people will turn on them.
Yeah, I think they're like afraid of the repercussions.
Really? Well, there's a lot of people out there scared.
And why is it my job to protect people? Yeah, I don't think that's my job.
Well, there's a lot of people that want to be protected.
Now, if you tell me it's a secret, and before you... Listen, I got something to tell you. I don't ever want you to say this to anybody. Fine.
I don't understand the concept of like, hey, I got something to tell you, but
people want to get it off their chest.
But don't tell anybody. Write it down. Don't want to do something.
Well, I can say this now. This is obviously on a whole different level, but it's funny. I probably could say this is my choice. Nobody told me not to say this, but this is the choice I'm going to make because it was just an interesting thing. I really don't know the. Let me just tell you what I'm going to say, okay? The Lottie Boy dog collar situation, okay? The person who came to me said, when they gave me the money, they said, I'm only going to give you the reward money if under two conditions. Number one, it goes to the person who brings back the dog collar. And number two, you never tell anybody who I am. There is nobody who knows who that is. Nobody. I've never told anybody. Now, they say, oh, you've told somebody. Baloney. I've told nobody. Now, I was bringing that up in the car the other night. I was riding with somebody because I like to reflect back on that story every so often. And the person in the car said, boy, I wish I knew who that was. You know, as if I was going to tell them. I didn't. So, I know how to keep a secret. This whole idea about I don't know how to keep a secret, that's a bunch of bull. But, listen, it's not my job to protect certain people. If you have done certain things, that's on you, not me.
Also, if they didn't want it told, how did you know to begin with?
Who?
Just, like, I guess in terms of the situation where you were talking about the lady who you knew who had an abortion.
The person who I knew had an abortion, how did I know?
So, it's interesting, because, like, everybody was like, oh, you can't tell. But, like, how did you know if the whole thing is you can't tell?
Did
she tell you?
Not to tell?
No.
Did she tell me about the abortion?
Yes. Oh, okay. I thought you just, like, heard it.
No, I don't understand that. No, I would never pass along, I heard it from.
No.
But, you know, in the end, I didn't. But, you know, whatever.
I mean,
it's very interesting to me, as this thing has all trickled out over time, is that there were politicians who did not give their opinion on it because they thought it would hurt them in elections. There were people who had abortions who would not talk about it because they thought it would hurt them, I guess, in their social standing. There are families who did not talk about it because they thought people would look at them differently. And I'm just thinking at this point, listen, we had a popular election here in Ohio on Tuesday night about this whole issue. Say what you did, didn't do, feel, don't feel. What's the point at this point?
I think it's just been a, what's the word? I think it's just been like a, I don't remember the word, like a secret topic, basically. It's something that people don't necessarily like to talk about.
Yeah, but you know what? If somebody, there are other things, rape, which we talk an awful lot about when we come to abortion. Now, if somebody was talking about a rapist and you mentioned a rapist name on the air and it was true, I don't think they'd have a problem with you saying that. I certainly don't think you, matter of fact, you put it on the news report. You know, I mean, it's just, and you could, by the way, you could even say accused rapist. They haven't even had their trial yet. So, you know, what are we doing here? Go ahead, caller.
Now, Scott, you know I'm your biggest fan, and I just hate to go against you, but I'm trying to follow along here. So you're upset with everybody who kept their mouth shut about certain things, but you just took 5 minutes to pride yourself on the ability to keep your mouth shut, so they're just doing what you do.
Oh, no. Are you talking about how I vote? Is that what you're saying?
No, like people not wanting to talk about the abortions they've had and this and that. Like they're being tight-lipped about it. but you just went on and on about how proud you were of yourself because you haven't told anybody who put up the money for the dog collar that they were going to be found.
Oh yeah, well no, see the point to illustrate is because the reason nobody has been able to say that is because I never told anybody.
Right, and that's probably what they're thinking. Why would I get on radio and they can tell that?
Well, no, but they have told somebody. They told me.
I think it was more of a, because, like, it was specific to the lady that said that there were two conditions.
Yeah, she put a condition on it.
Yeah, she said that, like, nobody can ever know. So, like, if he didn't have...
If I agree to that.
Yeah, if he didn't have the I guess, prerequisite of no one should know who I am...
I would tell.
He probably would have told.
Yeah, but nobody came to me about this abortions and said, you can never tell or I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, so when they told you, they didn't tell you not to say anything?
Yeah, if you came, any politician who I've ever dealt with will tell you this. If they come up to me and say, off the record, it's off the record. I'm not going to say it on the air. But
so basically, the whole issue boils down to having respect for, like, the person's wishes.
Yes, if it's your wishes, I'm not going to do it. But I don't know that it was your wish or not your wish, because we didn't have that conversation. But I guess abortion is just such a touchy thing that people, like callers, get upset about, oh, you're going to out somebody. Well, you know what? I don't know that anybody ever told me not to. I mean, we do this in the news all the time, like I just said with rape. We'll go on the news all the time and say, you know, Joe Brown was accused of rape. Well, they haven't even had their trial yet, and we've already put their name with rape on the news report 24 times a day.
This kind of ties into, like, with the theme of abstinence, and it's like what Matt said, like, someone can't tell a story if you don't give them one to tell. The best policy is don't say anything to begin with.
Well, and you know what, and by the way, for everybody who says don't talk about it, don't tell people, that's the exact point to make. How did that person get in that position to begin with? That's something we don't know, and that's their story to tell.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Why is gossip so juicy?
Well, it always is.
Hey, I want to say hi to you earlier, but every time I say, hey, Sean, then, you know, our little friend here has to go on and on about it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're always in the cornfield.
Well, anyway, it was nice to say hi to you, Sean. Have a good show, y'all.
You too. Bye-bye. No, and it's a complicated issue, and in hindsight, I don't know that I ever would say anybody's name, but I do think it's a fascinating thing that I can't think of any other issue like that where it's such a bad idea to do that. I mean, we'll do it with rape, we'll do it with murder, we'll do it with anything. We'll put it right on the news report. We'll use the name, but with that, no. And as you, this whole conversation got started because where were the politicians who say, I'm pro-life, but yet not many of them, other than Governor DeWine, came out during this last election and campaigned hard for it.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened exactly. We don't know the numbers exactly what happened to the numbers, but we all know it did pass before, you know. It's a mystery. I guess we'll have to ask Pastor Craig his opinion.
And we'll have him here at 12:15. He's coming up here at 11:15. And again, we'll reveal where the new studio is at 12:15 today, coming up right around the corner. That's going to be a lot of fun. But these conversations, I think, are important to have. And I'm glad we're having them on this station, because this is where we are in Ohio. And maybe the lack of conversation is why we are where we are.
I think the lack of conversation is why we are where we are in a lot of circumstances.
I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation right now, a lot of people are probably shocked, because there are taboos in life. Well, you know, listen, we're voting on this stuff now, so not so taboo anymore.
Right, exactly.
But it's good. I like that people give their opinion. That's the point. We want to hear differing opinions, and I certainly think we have heard them this morning.
I mean, I think the word baby killer is going to come out more now since it has passed, but you know, I don't know. It's going to be a scary world we live in now.
Well, I don't think you should ever do anything out of spite. And if you call somebody a baby killer, that seems a little spiteful.
Oh, I know. But I already saw stuff on Facebook and stuff already. It's going to get out of control, I think, if we don't put some laws and...
Well, isn't it interesting, by the way, and I hate to use her name again, but Britney Spears, we found out in recent times that she had an abortion.
Yeah.
So there you go.
She hit it.
Huh?
I said she hit it.
Yeah.
For a while.
And she hit it for 20 years.
Yeah.
And what did she say? What was her state? And she got out before anybody else said it, and she said, I didn't want to do it. The man wanted me to do it. And then she named the man. So what's the difference here?
The difference here is that she had a scapegoat. She blamed it on...
Who's married to another man
Justin
now. Married another woman. Justin Timberlake. Poor Justin.
Yeah, I mean, why was she... He wasn't her boss. I mean, come on.
No, but, you know...
They were in love.
No, I'm not... Well, there's that.
Yeah. You know, there you go. He was the one.
They were in something. I don't know if it was love, hey, but they were in something.
Hey, Scott. He's the one? Yeah, he's the one.
You never met anybody like him before. Exactly right. And look where that got you. But and they don't love each other anymore for him to do that. I tell you what, if they were married and stayed together for 20 years, I guarantee you that story wouldn't have been in the book.
Right.
So what's that tell you?
Exactly.
At the time, she loved him, but not now. Not so much love in that relationship now.
She's been, 5 minutes of the citizen.
Here's a question. If they got together now and had to see each other at like a music awards or something, what kind of conversation do you think they're going to be having now?
Not very good.
See? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Always part on good terms. And by the way, don't... this sounds like, you know, middle school, but listen, if you don't want to receive, don't give. Because if you give, thou shalt receive. You know, you really cannot spite somebody or say something nasty to somebody and expect them to just turn the other cheek. It's nice if they do.
Oh, is this like a reap what you sow situation?
Yeah, I mean, you can't attack somebody else. I mean, if he would go after her now and say some nasty things about her, I don't think anybody would blame him. Now, he's not... But I don't think anybody'd say, oh, you know.
No, because...
Remember when Trump and Rosie O'Donnell got into that big fight?
Yeah.
You know, that was just... It was because Rosie attacked Trump's hair, said he was bankrupt, and then he called her a fat pig, and we were off and running.
No, you know, I think he would, but, you know, he has a smart girlfriend now.
Well, he's got a girl, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, she's...
Trump?
No, Timberlake. We got too many names on the table right now.
Justin has a good girlfriend now. She's helping me keep him calm, and she's saying, "Listen, we're not going to get into this drama."
Brittany has a new girlfriend. What?
Justin.
So you think if Jessica Biel was not there, that there would be a dust up?
I think there probably would be. Yeah, but she's keeping him calm and say, "Listen, we're not going to get into this drama, and you know we're done." And
so you think if he was unattached, he would have went after Britney?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think that's a good look.
I don't know. I think...
Because she's doing all the speaking for him right now.
I mean, I think it just looks better on him to not come out and start bashing her.
I think that's a PR move.
Yeah, I think when you come out and start bashing somebody, it makes it look like you did do something wrong if they pointed it out first.
Well, I think that's his attack
dog. You get defensive.
Jessica Biel.
Real fast.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing a good job for him.
And why is everything spite? Have you ever noticed that? Now, what you just said, if Timberlake had attacked her, they'd say, well, that's out of spite. Is it really out of spite? Or did he just not like what you did? That's not always spite. That's just, hey, you know, that wasn't appropriate.
Britney Spears' career is just going under. I think that's why she did this, to be honest with you.
She just wanted the money?
Yeah.
Why didn't she want to sell the book?
Yeah. Because her career is...
You know what, though? But by the way, we got to go to break here. But now think about this, though. When you're Britney Spears and you're a national celebrity, let's say she hadn't said the name. Let's say she said, I had an abortion. I didn't necessarily want to have it. But the father of the baby wasn't ready to be a father. Okay, well, then they look at everybody she's been with. And they go, which one was it? Well, then guys who really weren't involved in it are going to get a little dirt on them because they're going to say, well, it could have been him. I bet it was him. I bet it was her. You know, it's just like when we didn't know Deep Throat all those years. It was always, now, which one's Deep Throat? Oh, was it this one? Was it that one? And that's what would have happened if she had not said the name. So sometimes you got to say the name.
Yeah, that was a popular thing back in the day.
Right. Deep Throat. You know, that's what I guess, you know, that's why it's hard to get on and say, well, you know, I know somebody who had an abortion. Well, who do you know? Let's see. Who could it have been? Who could it have been? Who could it have been? But so you paint a lot of other people with that brush.
I think people like to speculate. So I think if she came out in the book and said that she had an abortion but she didn't want to, and the man she was with at the time made her had it, I think people would either, one, speculate on the man it was, or two, speculate that she's just lying and use the man as an excuse.
And a lot of people would get tarred who it wouldn't be fair to tar.
Absolutely.
So there you go. All right, we're going to break, and Pastor Craig is up next, and we'll all be back at noon, and we'll tell you where we are now.
I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And then for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's The Talking Place, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh.